God has a way for you and your family to live in peace and have a great home. Join Gloria Copeland along with her guests Terry Pearsons and Kelly Swisher for an inspiring message. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We have two special guests with us today, Terry Pearsons and Kelly Swisher. And we're talking about walking in love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me just point out to you something here in 1 Corinthians 13. I won't read it this time, but at the beginning of the chapter, we find out that nothing works without love. Nothing works without love. Your giving won't work without love. Nothing will work without love. So I'm going to read the definition of love, and then Kelly is going to minister to us on that fact today of love. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love is never envious nor boils over with jealousy. Is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited and arrogant, inflated with pride. It's not rude or unmannerly. Love does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it's not self-seeking. It is it is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It pays no account to an evil done to it. No, pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. It endures everything without weakening. Love never fails. So if you and I will walk in love, we'll never fail.
You know, in today's society and culture, everybody's looking for a secret. You know, if you want a number one bookseller, put the word secret in it.
Yeah.
Because people are looking for a key. And really, I was just thinking as you're reading it, it doesn't fade, it doesn't fail. That describes a real key.
Amen. It
to
does.
Life. And you know, as wives and mothers, we want a happy home. We want our children to grow up blessed. We want to have a great marriage. And this right here is the secret.
That is the truth, Kelly.
The key is walking in the love of God, not in your own ability to love, because our own ability to love is very based on circumstance.
It wears out pretty fast.
It wears out pretty
under
fast.
Under duress, yes.
You know, they've always said that mother's love is the strongest love. But, you know, in today's society, mother's love is failing. You know, people leave their children. People don't feed their children. People, it's very selfish. And if you look, now I'm reading out the New Living, but if we look on further down in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says in verse 11, when I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child, but when I grew up, I put away childish things. That seems like it's a departure of subject. Like he's talking about love and then he starts talking about being a child. But if you think about children, you know, the defining characteristic of a toddler is mine.
Yes, that's true.
You know, they
you should know.
It's all about me for them because they haven't gotten beyond that stage. And you have to teach them and train them that it's not about what they want. You know, you have to train them up in the way that they should go. But as a child, it's very self-centered. Children are extremely self-centered by nature. And so he says here, when I was a child.
And they want to dominate their world.
They want to be, well, of course, adults do too.
Yes, that's right.
And so that's what he's saying is, you can't continue to act like a child and walk in love.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You have to change the way you think. The process that you think with, and I think that's so key, is your mindset. Mm-hmm. How you may be sitting there thinking, how can I do this? How can I walk in that kind of love? You know, I lose my temper or whatever. the Word tells us to let the same mind be in us that was in Jesus. And when it says that, we can think back to the garden of where he did not want to go to the cross. And he's like, Father, if there's any other way. But what did he say? Nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want. And we have to make that same choice that Jesus made. Nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want. So when you're in a situation, whether it's a mother or father with children, and of course we're talking about mothers a lot this week, but this is good information for anybody, all relationships.
We know something about mothers.
We do.
We have a mother. We are a mother.
We can speak from that perspective, but these same things work and they don't fail in any relationship. And so as you're dealing with whatever member of your family or anybody, someone at work.
Yes, that's right.
You make a decision to walk in love, not because you want to, not because you... not because it's easy, but because God asked us to. God gave us that order that we should walk in love. And so based on that, just the way Jesus did, you say, you know what? I don't want to walk in love, but nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want. So that steps you into that place. But if you can't get to where you want what he wants and you're willing to do things his way, you're going to stay in a mess. And as you said yesterday, Mother, walking in love, it may sound hard, but it's really the easiest, most peaceful...
Oh, it is. Much
better. ...pressure-free way to live your life. And at the same time, you allow God to take up partnership with you because you're doing it His way.
That's right.
But there's a scripture I want to read to you in 2 Timothy chapter 3. He says, Paul says to Timothy, you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times for. Now, I stop there because he says there will be very difficult times, but by starting the next sentence, it really, I don't think, should be a new sentence because that connects, that for. Connects, that tells us the reason there's difficult times.
Because.
And so he says, there will be difficult times because people will love only themselves and their money. That's that selfish mindset. That's how everything has to be about me and how you're affecting me or how this person is affecting me. And if your mindset is this, you're going to have a hard time get along with people.
That's right.
You're going to have a hard time receiving even what God has for you. But if you will change your mindset to be like Jesus is and put away that selfish way of thinking, then things will change. But let's read on a little bit here because I think it describes people so well. This is what troubles people's house. You know, in Ecclesiastes, it's better as a handful with quietness than fistfuls with talks about the wind. You know, when it talks about the wind, that always makes me think about, in Ecclesiastes, makes me think about Scarlett O'Hara. She stirred up trouble for herself the whole time, and finally at the end of the movie, she's like, oh, wait a minute. And she starts to think to see what she had, but now she's stirred up trouble for herself for that whole four-hour-long movie, Gone with the Wind. It's vain, Ecclesiastes says. So, but when you can walk in love, God gets in on your situation and fixes it, and it doesn't fail. For it says, there will be difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends. They will be reckless, puffed up with pride, and they will love pleasure rather than God. It says they will act religious, but they reject the power that can make them godly. And it says stay away from people like that. This describes the opposite of what 1 Corinthians chapter 13 describes.
That's right.
That 1 Corinthians chapter 13 never fails. This never fails to bring difficult times. I guess this never fails either. It just depends on the results that you want.
One's the law of love, and one's the law of hate or
selfishness. And so we know that if we don't choose God's way, times are going to be difficult. Our homes are going to be difficult. Relationships are going to be difficult. But you really have to decide to put yourself aside. You know, that is a great definition of humility, is not putting yourself down, but putting yourself aside. Putting what you want aside, not putting it away, but putting it into the hands of God. Really, when you make a decision to walk in love, you're putting what you want in the hands of God instead of having to bring it about yourself. I know, you know, I think that we're all really blessed. We've got such wonderful men in this family. Wonderful husbands. I have a wonderful father. George has been a wonderful brother-in-law and husband, father. Steve is just so good and kind. And, you know, as we walk in these things together, it's so powerful as a family to decide you're going to walk in love. You know, obviously, for some reason, actually, I know why God brings opposites together. It can provide a whole subject unto itself. But suffice it to say, He didn't create any of us to live by ourselves
That's true. That's right.
And often,
married or not. Married or not. You can't live to yourself.
We can't. And so when you have to have things your way, you only have one perspective. You only have your way of doing it. And when God brings these two opposites together, and you have, and actually, I guess the same would be true if, as a child, you have these two opposite parents who need to learn how to parent together to make a better child with their strengths. Because in the opposites have often the opposite strength and the opposite weakness. That makes one good person.
Now Ken and I are opposites. Did it turn out that way with you and Steve? Are y'all opposites?
Yes, ma'am.
What about you and George?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But is there a law of opposites, I guess?
Well, I think there is, because I think I see this in you guys, that you've been together for so long now that you're so much alike.
We're kind of molded together.
Well, you mold together.
That's kind of the goal, isn't
it? It is the goal.
I think we're attracted to an opposite because we recognize someone else's strength as something we need. I don't have that. In a way, it's selfish, but I don't have that. I need that, so I want that.
We don't know that with our hands.
I know, but when we get that, maybe we don't want it as bad as we thought we did. So it requires us to change. Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about is setting our own self and rights aside to make room for that other person's strengths to become my strengths.
Which is submission.
Yep.
And you, I know, people don't like that word, but if you can submit your weakness and look at the strength, because it's always going to be their strength that's probably rubs you the wrong way.
Ken and
generally.
I are extreme opposites.
But you guys have gotten to be...
He was always outgoing. When he was a little boy and his family went on a vacation, say up in Colorado, this nice hotel, there was a big star out in the middle of the lobby. So Ken, as about a 4 or 5 year old boy, got out there and put on a show, and he started singing "Deep in the Heart of Texas." I mean, he was just outgoing. I was absolutely bashful, shy. You know, I could just stay in the corner, and that'd be fine. And we married, and over all these years, almost 50 years, we've come to be quite a bit alike, really.
I haven't seen that bashful thing get on him yet, though.
I didn't mean that extreme.
It didn't work that way, did it?
No, but I'm certainly not as bashful as I used to be.
Saw it go the other way.
I think
way.
I've gotten rid of that. But anyway, it's true.
It is true.
And it's been great.
God creates us that way. We need each other. And if we don't have to have our own way, we'll become a better, more insightful person. And so that's where walking in love makes us so strong. We grow up. If you have to have things your own way, you are not going to grow up.
And you're not going to be happy because it ain't going to happen.
No.
So you might get it your way some way, sometimes, but you can't be happy.
Steve and I made this deal because, you know, sometimes, and this has to do the opposite thing, sometimes you're in a conversation talking about something and you're saying something that you see so clearly and your spouse or your child maybe is saying something that they see clearly and you're not communicating at all because you're seeing something they're not seeing, you're not seeing their side of it. So we agreed that if that ever happened, that's a spirit of confusion. And that one of us would say, we're praying right now.
Good idea.
And you pray in the spirit and believe God for wisdom to see it His way. And you just make a decision. So much of this is based on decisions. In Colossians 3, in verse 12, it says, since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must. So God chose us to be holy and just like Him. But it says, you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults. That's where putting your own thing aside. You make allowance for someone else's weakness or faults, and or what you might think is a fault. You might be wrong.
That's true.
Forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord gave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us together in perfect harmony, and let the peace. This is a process, see. You clothe yourself with love. Well, actually, you remember that the Lord forgave you. And because the Lord forgave you, that same forgiveness is in you. You not only must forgive others, you can forgive others. Sometimes we feel like the Word of God has all these things we must do, but we don't know that we have the power in us to do them. So this is a process. You forgive others with the same power that He forgave you. And then you clothe yourself with love. And then it binds you together in harmony. And then peace comes from Christ. Let it rule in your heart.
Yes, amen.
For as members of one body, you're called to live in peace. And then be thankful. And, you know, this says clothe yourselves. I know I've talked many times about the clothing yourself in the fruit of the Spirit, clothing yourself in love, putting it on. You know, you take your clothes out of the closet and you put them on to be seen and cover yourself up, cover up your flesh. And it works the same way with the love of God. You bring it out of your spirit and you cover your flesh with it, cover up the things that you want to do.
And you dominate your flesh.
Dominate your flesh with the clothing of love. But, you know, it's just like when you're a little kid, when you have a toddler and they're learning to dress themselves, they don't care if they walk out with clothes or not. This goes back
preferably
to what
not sometimes.
They do, though. I walked Jenny to the car one time. We're staying in this hotel. I don't think she liked it when I tell this story, but we walked out of the hotel. I have all these kids, you know, and I was by myself and in the hotel room at that time. So I'm walking to the car with bags and little girls. And she gets in the car and she's got on this beautiful little dress. But when she crawled in the car, she had no underwear on. So I had to go all the way. She didn't care. She's just learning. So we go all the way back up and we get underwear so that she's dressed and things are good. But she didn't know. But she never does that now.
Never.
Never.
It's been years since she did that.
But it's the same process. You clothe yourself with the love of God. You make a decision.
That's a good illustration.
I don't have to have my own way, and I love James. Be quick to hear. You were talking about meditation yesterday. Be quick to hear. Slow to speak. Slow to be angry. Sometimes meditation should be on the spot. It's like you start to react, and then you just shut up and meditate what the Word says. Meditate
on
the
love. Sometimes, really good.
That's right. Pull the love of God out of the inside of you. Put it on and then let it do your talking for you. Let the love of God react for you. And sometimes you have to meditate. And if you have to just be quiet for a little bit, I'm sure no one in the room will mind or be offended by it. Just be quiet and let the love of God rise up. Meditate on what I can forgive. You forgave me. You've got the way out of this, Lord. You've got the right words for me to say to bring peace and to let your peace rule in this situation. And in that time, especially if everybody's in the room that, or everybody within the discussion that you're having is determined to walk in love, boy, they'll latch right in with you. You'll be partnered together with Jesus. He'll bring not only peace to the situation, but I promise you, He'll bring the wisdom of God, and He can make us all see eye to eye if we just let Him. So that's where we clothe ourselves. That's where we make a decision to put yourself aside, to put your own way aside. You know, I always tell my kids, if you have to have your own way, you're not going to be happy your whole life if it has to go your way. Doesn't always have to go your way. You know what? Sometimes it will, and sometimes you'll find out maybe my way wasn't the right way. But God's way is always the right way. And we can go right back.
Yes.
Right back to where we started. That love never, let me back that up. God's love never, ever fails.
Amen.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I absolutely have had times in business and personal relationships to choose whether to be selfish and seek after my own or to walk like God walks. And His way is always much higher than our ways. And it's amazing how people will melt and come to Him when you show them God's love.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois, at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org. God has a good plan for families. His ways keep singles secure, marriages strong, children safe, and relationships prospering. The Family of Faith package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries is a practical, word-based resource to help you build your home on the solid foundation of God's Word. Family Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland arms you with God's scriptural truths that help you stand strong for your family. Protecting Your Family in Dangerous Times by Kelly Copeland Swisher removes the fear and lets you know God is there for you no matter what the circumstance. Grace of a Godly Woman by Terry Copeland Pearsons equips you to handle all that you're facing with God's grace and strength. And Hannah's Miracle Child by Marty Copeland brings inspiration to those believing for children. You can have the relationships and family you've always dreamed of. Take hold of God's promises and have faith in God. Order your Family of Faith package for just $19. This package contains material that is sure to help you overcome many of life's challenges and enjoy lasting relationships in every area of your life. For 48-hour processing, order Family of Faith package online at kcm.org. You may also call or write to us today. For these and other KCM products, go to www.kcm.org.
Our product offer this week is our Family of Faith package. It's got a little something from all of us. We've got Terry's CD, Grace of a Godly Woman. I love this. Is this a CD or a DVD? It's great. Hannah's miracle child from Marty. She tells how they believed God for children. My book, Protecting Your Family in Dangerous Times. And then Mom and Dad's Family Promises. These are promises that you can stand on. It's the Word of God. So all of these things will help you. You know, we have to have something. We talked about mindset today. We have something, have to have something in front of us to change the way we think. Praise God that we have the Word of God. Praise God that we have these things to expound on the Word of God and show us things so that our minds and our thought processes are changed, because the more mature our thinking gets, the easier it is to walk these things out. So order yours today. Terry, would you pray for us today?
I'd love to. You know, that just come into the place of the love of God is to first of all yield to His love for you. You cannot do this in your own strength or your own love, but God loves you, and everything He gives to you not only from Him, but for you to take it and use it yourself, for you to love even as He loves you. So as we pray, I'm going to pray for you, but I want you with your heart just to yield to God. Say, God, I just give it to you. I want to be like you, Jesus. Live like you. I want to love like you, and I'll do what you tell me to. Father, I pray for all of those watching today on our broadcast here, listening. Lord, I pray for them that the grace of God would help them and equip them and aid them in knowing the love of God, and that the love that they sense and know from you, that, Father, they can in turn love their families with that love, love their neighbors with that love, love the unsaved people around them with that love, love the church with that love, hallelujah. And that the love of God would increase in their life, Father, so that just in a few short days, their whole lives would be transformed by the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
We'll see you again tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on The Believer's Voice of Victory. Gloria Copeland will be signing her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong, in bookstores on May 13th and 14th. Come and see her in Chicago, Illinois, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Houston, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia. For information and details on times and bookstore locations, go to kcm.org. Live Long, Finish Strong by Gloria Copeland releases on May 10th and will be available wherever books are sold. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.